This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, in the studio with me, I have the absolutely lovely Ethel Chopp with me. Hello, Ethel.
Oh, hello, dear. How are you?
I'm good, dear. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well. Yes, I've been up since 4 o'clock to get here.
Now you had a bit of a trip into the studio this morning, didn't you? Did you come by tram or train?
No, I drove in.
You drove?
Yes. I've double parked downstairs. I hope that's okay. I drove in my 72 Ford Cortina, Mark. It's a beautiful car. It's got original tires.
Oh, really?
Yeah, original. They'll be worth a bit one day.
They will be. Yeah. What colour is it?
It's brown.
Oh, lovely.
It's got a GT stripe on it, but inside it's got cream and brown a velour seat protector.
Oh, nice. Mm. That's a very nice combination. Very classy.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yes. Now,
custard and gravy.
Oh,
that's what the colours are.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very interesting combination, I have to say.
It is a nice combo of flavours.
Yeah, nice, yes. Ethel, we're giving away a CD at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah, we are. It's called the Ministry of Sound CD for 90s Anthems.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the 90s?
Well, yes, I remember some of it.
Some of it, yeah. What were you doing in the 90s?
Many things. Probably going over to my daughter's place a lot for dinner. I've put a stop to that.
Why is that?
What? She can't cook.
Wow.
She's a dreadful cook. She made me this soup the other day.
Yeah.
She called it a lobster bisque.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, I had my taste buds raped by some salty aquatic slop a normal person would rinse out of their bathers, Mark.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know what I was doing. I certainly wasn't listening to the Ministry of Sound 90s anthems.
No, well, it's got some great music on it. CNC Music Factory's Jamiroquai Snap, Adam Van Halen, Technotronic. Oh, do you remember Technotronic?
No.
Up the Jam.
Fatboy Slim, I've heard of them.
Have you?
Moby, the Chemical Brothers. Oh, they sound interesting.
They do, don't they? Look, you've got literally minutes left on this, and then we'll be giving away another prize after that. So if you want to get into the draw for this, 1300-JOY-949, and you can talk to the lovely Serena on the front desk. Mm-hmm. You can also SMS us on 0427-JOY-949 or onair@joy.org.au. And we just want to find out, what is your pop diva of the 90s or favourite pop person of the 90s?
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite?
I don't know.
Bit of Rick Astley or?
Oh, no. Isn't that 80s?
Or maybe that's 80s, yeah.
Madonna, let's say that one.
That was mine.
Was it?
Yes, I love Ray of Light. That's one of my favourite
songs. That's a very good album.
Yes.
And music isn't bad either.
Yeah, oh, you're up with the pop classics.
I'm jiggy with the young people's listening music, thank you, Mark. Yes.
You are indeed.
Well, I've been into Joy a few times. It's hard to avoid.
You're a bit of a fixture around here, aren't you, Ethel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, yes. You'd like me to be.
Oh, we would. We would indeed. Brekkie Bears indeed. Now, we've got a replacement bear tonight.
Yeah.
Now, Ethel, do you know what a bear is?
Yes, it's an animal. It lives in North America.
Yeah, do you know what a gay bear is?
Oh, you're making me tired. No, I don't know what a gay... What is it?
Well, it can be a... Typically, it's a bigger guy, a bit hairy, maybe a beard.
Oh, yes.
And they like other men.
Yes, yes. I know what homosexuality is all about.
Yeah, you know all about homosexuality?
Yes, yes. All the woofters and the lesbianos and so on.
Yes.
So that means... Well, I've got plenty of hair.
You do. You've got a little bit of hair.
Older. Yeah. Yeah, I've got some growing out of this mole, haven't I?
You do, indeed.
I noticed you kept staring at it. Is it turning you on?
It's moving. No, it's...
Is it?
I am attracted to... a hairy chin, I have to say.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Definitely.
Lovely. So, all right, well, just keep your hands to yourself, thank you. I'm not interested.
I'll stay on this side of the desk, definitely. Yeah. We're giving away the CD of the week, which is the Ministry of Sound CD, Anthems of the 90s. And, look, there's been a few entries, Ethel.
Yes.
We've had Nick write in, and he says he loves Annie Lennox.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Remember her?
From the Eurythmics.
Yeah,
I love a bit of Annie. Mm. And we've also had... we had Craig from Paran write in saying he's a big Kylie and Madonna fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I don't like those two mixed in together, Kylie and Madonna. I think I don't think Craig should have his foot in both of those camps.
You're either a Kylie or a Madonna, aren't you?
I think so. Yeah. And if you're into Kylie, then you're quite wrong.
Yep, okay, fair enough.
Who else writes in?
Yeah, the other person who did phone in and has actually won the CD of the week.
Ah, who is it?
We'll give it him a drum roll, I think.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. The winner is Gavin from Thornbury.
Oh.
Hi.
So congratulations, Gavin from Thornbury. Isn't that where all the lesbianos live?
There's a few of them up there, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do like Thornbury. It's a lovely place. Oh, the clapping's still going. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Stop now. Yeah.
Yes. So, it's only a CD. Calm down, people.
Exactly. So, Gavin, Serena from the desk will give you a call and let you know how you can get your paws on CD of the week from Ministry of Sound.
You lucky boy. I hope you're grateful.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. Now, Ethel, we've got another competition.
Have we?
We do. I don't know if you're going to like this one or not. We've got a double pass to give away to Bar Kylie Spring Fling.
Oh.
And it's on Saturday, the 13th of September at 9 p.m. at the Exchange Bar. That's 119 Commercial Road, South Yarra.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for one night only. Bar Kylie pops up again with her Spring Fling. This time, we're heading to South Yarra to the revamped Exchange Hotel in South Yarra. Bar Kylie resident DJ Agonaut spins out the K-tunes. There's going to be 6 hours of Kylie, Kylie, Kylie.
Oh.
And maybe a little bit of Danny as well.
Oh, dear.
Do you like Danny?
I know. No. Danny
Minogue, yes.
Dear, poor old Danny.
And, of course, stand by for the extra special midnight show with Polyfiller Productions.
Polyfiller.
Do you know
Danny Minogue's best friend, isn't it?
It is.
No, I don't know Polyfiller. It's a marvellous name.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's.
Is it a drag name, dear?
It is a drag name, dear. Yes. And that's thanks to Bar Kylie Spring Fling. So if you want to win that double pass, just let us know, what's your favourite Kylie song?
Yeah.
It could be Locomotion.
Oh, we can do better than that. What was the one she did by the pool with all the people on the towels? Oh,
was that Breathe?
Or something.
Breathe.
I don't know.
No? I'm not too sure. I think,
you don't know many Kylie songs, do you?
I'm not the biggest Kylie fan in the world, I have to admit.
What about the one in the hot gold shorts?
That was another one. It was another one.
Anyway, we need some Kylie fans to ring in with some suggestions or writing.
Exactly. Yeah. So they can do that by SMSing 0427 Joy 949 or phone us on 1300 Joy 949 and talk to the lovely Serena on the front desk.
And what about if they've got a question for me?
Well, exactly. At the same time, you can always have a question for Ethel. Why don't we get some people ringing in and talking about advice?
I'm sure that many of your listeners have a myriad of problems and difficult issues they are struggling with. And I'm wise and old in my years, and I'd be very happy to help. So if anyone wants to ring in with a question, it could be something about, I don't know, a scone recipe or what to do with your cheating boyfriend.
Now, you are a bit of a baker, though.
I made some rock scones for you today.
Lovely. Mark. Oh, I'll have to have some of those.
Yes, why don't you try one now?
Okay, I'll try one when we play the song. How about that?
It's better dipped in tea because they're a little hard. Hence the name rock scone. Be careful of your dentures.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, Ethel.
Hi.
Hey. We've got a couple of minutes to the news, Ethel.
Yeah.
Now, did you see, we talked a little bit earlier when Luke was here about Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
And she had a bit of a party at the weekend and she got her breasts out.
Oh, the old bazoombas out.
The bazoombas out. How do you feel about these celebrities these days doing things like getting naked and being
disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think anyone needs to see Miley's jugs or lady lumps. Who wants to see that? It's disgusting. What has she did? A big fat show off, that's what she is. I mean, sure, she doesn't want to be a Disney girl anymore, but, you know, that's maybe just slip into adulthood. No need to just suddenly become a whore.
No, you definitely don't want to do that.
No.
No.
Disgusting slut.
You lived through the 60s, though, like Free Love and all that. Did you get...
I was already having children by the time Free Love came about. I wasn't interested in Free Love.
So you were settled
down. It's never free. There's no such thing as free love. You know?
That's true.
Someone's going to pay.
Yeah, there's always going to be someone's going to pay.
Yeah.
And I think someone...
Usually a trip to an STD clinic.
Yeah. Now, thank you for the Roxcons, Ethel.
Yeah.
I do have to...
I noticed you still haven't eaten any.
Well, I did try to bite it. I'm going to have to go to the dentist, unfortunately. But I did break a tooth. But they were very nice. Thank you.
I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right.
Maybe I put pebbles in instead of raisins. I'm very forgetful these days.
Yeah, that's what that was. Okay. And but you were just talking about your husband there. What's happening with your husband?
What's happening with him?
What's happening?
Well, that's insensitive. He passed away many years ago, dear.
So not much.
Not much happening now. In fact, if he knew where I was today, he'd turn in his hessian sack.
Would he?
But look, he was a bit of a straight-laced man. He, in fact, went to war. He went to and lost a limb in 1942. Actually, came back in amputee. So wow. I was just going to say to your listeners, let that be a lesson to anyone thinking of a Kentucky tour.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Never know what could happen over there on the continent.
Yeah.
Didn't one of your listeners ring in with a question?
They did. Let me.
Do we have time to deal with it now?
Yeah, we'll definitely deal with it now. Now, this is an Ethel. This is a question from Johnny. Now, he does sign it off as Lord Lemon the Third, Duke of Footscray.
Is he on the wacky backy?
I think he might be. But he's got surgery tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. And he has to fast, can't have any food, for 24 hours before the surgery.
Yeah.
And he's asking you, do you have any tips for stemming hunger pains?
Oh, right. Yes. Well, I've had many procedures over the years. And I've had to fast beforehand. I find it's best to just tiny sips of water and suck on a butterscotch. Because it's not actually food, but it just keeps you going, a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got a butterscotch, then maybe just suck on something else. I'm sure you can find something around your house.
I'm sure
your
Johnny
boyfriend,
could.
Perhaps.
Yeah, or a lemon barley or something.
Lemon barley, yes. Yeah. Or just, your thumb. I wonder what surgery he's getting. Maybe it's a colonoscopy.
Yeah, well, we'll say colonoscopies are always fun, aren't they? I've had one.
I have had one, and it's always good when they're over because, but I enjoyed the drugs they give you.
Did you?
I wake up, I have a lovely time floating about.
Yes, or, floating on the ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about floating on the ceiling, this is not a good segue. We've got a double pass to give you to Bar Kylie as well.
Oh, yeah.
The Spring Fling. Did you have a bit of a spring fling in spring?
Oh, I hope so. And it's spring now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd like a spring fling.
So it's the
I'm available.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I know.
I thought you'd be taken.
Oh, it's incredible, yes, Mark. I do often beat them off with a stick.
Yeah.
But I just haven't met the right chap,
Well, you never know. It can always be just around the corner, can't it?
Yeah.
But we're giving away this prize to the Spring Fling Bar Kylie, which is going to be at the Exchange Hotel. Now, we're just asking you what your favourite Kylie song is, and we've had a couple of entries.
Yeah.
We do. We have. We've had... Now, actually, Luke, the Wonder Cub who left us, he basically said the one by the Towels by the Pool, that song,
yes,
was slow.
Oh, slow, that's right.
Yeah.
And it was quite slow.
It was.
It was quite good, though. It was very well choreographed.
Yeah, it was. And it had a lot of beautiful people lying around Kylie and doing nice hand actions. And
some nice hand actions and some rolling around and all oiled up.
Exactly. And the one with the gold shorts was spinning around.
Oh, spinning around.
Yeah, exactly. And we also want to say thank you to...
I am out of my mind. Spinning around. That one.
And we also want to say thank you to Betty, who wrote in and just wanted to say it was wonderful to hear you back on Joy.
Oh, hello, Hi, Betty.
Yeah, she's saying you're very funny and you're always welcome back at Joy anytime. She wants to hear you often.
Yeah, well, I know that. Thank you.
Thank you. And we also had an email in from Amy. And I want to say hi to Amy this morning. She says that there are femme bears as well.
Are there?
Called Bear Bears.
Bear Bears?
B-A-R-E.
Oh, bear as in naked bears.
B-A-I-R-S.
I don't understand what they would be. Are they just women that don't, I don't know, need to get their back waxed or something?
Well, maybe, because we do like a good hair. Bears are a bit hairy.
Yeah.
Maybe they just like the ethos of bears.
Perhaps some of those continental types, you know, they're a hairier breed, aren't they?
They can be, yes, they can be.
Yes.
But, you know, that's all right, that's good.
It's all very natural.
Yeah, we do, the bears like a bit of a natural look. We don't like the waxing and things. It's not, did you go in for the waxing?
Oh, no, dear.
No.
Au naturel over here.
Lovely.
I'm all woman. I might be a little bit Magilla Gorilla these days.
Well, yes, there are some patches popping out from under your blouse.
Oh,
yes.
There are not. you shouldn't be looking.
I'm sorry, Ethel. Brekkie Bears indeed, and Luke has gone off, and we're joined by the lovely Ethel Chopp in the... Hello, Ethel.
Stop flirting with me.
Oh, you are. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. And, Ethel, you've got a little bit of a show coming up.
Oh, I do. It's for the Melbourne Fringe Festival, you know, that thing. And it's called Ethel Has a Pianist.
So tell
and
me,
I do.
Do you? Tell me about your penis.
The pianist, his name is Neville O'Grady, and he's my old mate from the RSL up the road. And he's a bit of an alcoholic. But anyway, he's beaute on the piano. So we thought we'd put a cabaret show together, and we have. And it's really great.
Oh,
and we
cool.
do all sorts of fun songs. We do things like Vogue. By Madonna, you know.
Oh, well, we've talked about your love of Madonna.
Yes.
Yes.
We do our Great Balls of Fire, computer games. I do a version of Rehab I call Respite.
Oh, right.
But it's a lot of fun.
And I do love one of the songs you do. You do Single Bed as well.
I do. We do Single Bed.
I love that
because
song.
Because Nev lives in a caravan on his mum's property.
All right.
And he's a bit lonely, like a lady friend. He'd like a new lady friend. And so I do sing Single Bed because that's all he's got in the caravan. It's got a Clark's rubber mattress on it, though, and some lovely burgundy sheets.
Is that comfortable?
And a beaut support frame.
Yeah.
So he won't fall out of it. Snap single bed.
So
I don't know. I've not slept in it.
So you're not that friendly.
Oh,
with Nev.
I'm not interested in Nev that way. No, he's not for me.
Oh, okay.
He's not very well.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, he's all right.
He's all right. So you did do this show out at the Perth Fringe as well, didn't you?
We did, and it was a big hit.
It was
sold out. Yeah. Oh, they love me over there.
They do. Well, not only there, but I mean, the Age called it. Excellent comic timing.
Yeah.
And the Sunday Times called it side-splitting. Ethel Chopp is hilarious.
That's nice. It is, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
It's now, the least they could say.
Yeah, now you're playing at the Tuxedo Cat.
Yes.
- the Pufferfish.
It's the Tuxedo Cat's in the city. It's in Well Street, I believe. But you have to check out melbournefringe.com.au for details of that.
It's 17 to 23 Wills Street in Melbourne.
Yeah, in the city.
And you're playing from the...
September 17.
Thank you.
To the 23rd of September. Only six shows.
It's only six shows.
Yeah, so we open Wednesday week on the 17th and we're doing six shows and it starts at 8:30. Isn't that a beautiful time?
That's a good time because you can come in, have an early tea and then at least catch the train back to home before.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not too late.
No, it's beautiful.
It's like these shows that start at like 11 o'clock. Jeez.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Rather stick pins in my eyes and sew my lady bits together than do that.
Exactly.
But anyway, so I hope people would like to enjoy. Well, they will enjoy it. I mean, it's guaranteed enjoyment. Ethel has a pianist.
Yes, she does indeed. And good luck because I mean, you don't need luck.
No,
because you know it's going to sell out. So you get your tickets soon. So get to the www.melbournefringe.com.au for all ticket details.
That's it.
Exactly. Now, we're giving away a prize now.
Are you?
We're giving away a double pass to Bar Kylie Spring Fling at the Exchange Hotel. And we want to congratulate... There is a drum roll. Can you hear it? There it is. Ralph from Richmond.
Oh, Ralph from Richmond. Don't you love a bit of alliteration?
Oh, I do. I do indeed. It's one of my favourite things.
Ralph is going to be dancing for 6 hours at the Exchange Hotel to Kylie songs.
Exactly, he will. And a little bit of Danny Minogue as well.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, some Better the Devil You Know and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love some of that. That was my song with my first boyfriend, Better the Devil You Know, because we split up 4 times.
Oh, okay.
And we got back together.
Because it's Better the Devil You Know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right.
And you've split up for good now?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah. No, I've got a new boyfriend now.
Have you? Is he nice?
He's nice.
Is he a bear as well?
He's a cub.
A cub?
Yes. He's a bit younger. He's a little bit younger than me.
Oh, I see.
Yes. He's a nice...
You old rock spider, are you.
Oh, thank you, Ethel. Well, he chased me.
Did he?
Yeah. He got a catch, I tell you.
Oh, well, I think he did. It's rather lovely from over here, the side of the microphone.
Oh, thank you, Ethel. Now you're playing with me. That's going all red and blushing.
Oh, yeah. cut it out.
Cut it out. Cut
Everyone
out.
Falls in love with me eventually.
Exactly. I'm sure they do, indeed.
And they get hungry.
Enough. Indeed, it is the Brekkie Bears, and it's at the end of the show, Ethel.
Oh, didn't that go fast?
It did indeed.
Time flies when you're having a ball.
I can't believe I've only been here with you for 1 hour. It just seems like it's been minutes.
Do you feel like you've been robbed?
A little violated, but not robbed, no.
Hey, okay then.
But no, it's been a very, it has been a pleasure.
It has been lovely.
Now, again, just remember, you've got a fantastic show happening at the Tuxedo Cat.
Yes.
And about your pianist.
Yes, it's called Ethel Has a Pianist. And it stars me and my pianist, Nev O'Grady. And I think you'll love it. I can't wait to see you there.
Now, do you only sing songs, or do you interweave it with a story?
Oh,
or?
Yes, there's lovely stories.
Is there?
And songs, and there's some really top-notch choreography.
Oh,
if
fantastic.
You want to see me doing robot dancing to computer games, I mean, that's worth the price of admission for a start.
I'm sure it is. Yes, please. Definitely.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, okay.
I want to thank very much the other guests we've had in this morning, Juliet and Jeannie from Love Triangle 1919. And I also want to thank my co-host, Luke. Have a great birthday tomorrow, Luke. You're big 27 years old. Can you believe it?
Oh, lovely and young.
He's young, yeah.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.